There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Bitches, I promise you, you cannot get me down. You guys have lost 7-0. Your heaviest defeat this decade, your heaviest defeat this century, and your main rivals, Liverpool. You can't tell me nothing, girl. Face forward. Focus. Focus. Ten Hag is fucking bald.
Welcome back to another episode of the Gold Diggers podcast. I'm your host today, Beatrice, at Bookie underscore Beatrice, and I'm here with...
Ella at LFCLs.
Mariam at I am Mariam underscore.
Sam at SRCK12.
Team at Teams underscore GH.
Okay, so we're going to start with Manchester United's biggest defeat in the Premier League. And I'm going to start with Ella.
Okay.
Because she's on the winning team. Mm-hmm. So Ella, tell us how that game went.
It's actually one of the funniest games I've ever witnessed, to be honest. It was just... To be fair, I'll give United a little bit of credit. In the first half, I thought we started really well. And then the second half of the first half, you really came into it. But the second half, I don't know what... It was embarrassing for you lot. It was so easy for us.
I think that was honestly emotions took over completely. Like Fernandez was pushing assistant referees.
He was embarrassing. He was embarrassing.
But you know what? I respect Manchester United for making the number seven special. We have seven wonders of the world, seven continents, and seven goals were shipped at Anfield. I mean, that is quite something.
It was incredible. It was crazy. And to think, you know, Gakpo and Nunes, you know, rejected United. People probably thought, you know, they're doing well. But six goals from our front three that started. Two assists. Even Firmino got in the joy. Never been so happy to see James Milner be subbed on the pitch. Never been so happy. So, just kind of... Nah, this is just hilarious. Nah, what a week, what a change of emotions from welcome to Anfield. Seven Hag, because you know, he said before the match, you know, it's just another pitch, another stadium. He said the Man United players love to play in this kind of atmosphere. What happened? He said he was confident Rashford would score. Nope. Once again, 7-0. Yeah.
Okay, Mariam, let's hear it from your perspective. Did you watch the full game?
Nah, this atmosphere is cold.
I missed the first 5 minutes, not that matters.
Yeah.
And I think after like maybe 70, I probably like, mentally I wasn't, it was on, but I wasn't really watching them. It was just there. I think the play, like if I was the players, I'd like go ghost for a couple months. Like that's actually insane. Like to hold seven goals is not like, it's not funny, especially against your rivals. And I think for a minute, I don't know, as soon as I started watching, I just, you know, when you know it's not going to be your day, I kind of like, I think I'm really good at doing that now. Of course, sometimes it's more obvious, sometimes it's not obvious, but I think I already knew where it was going. And I think the missed chances in the first half, I think maybe up until like 30 minutes, we wasn't that good. I think Liverpool were kind of all over us. And then we grew into the game. We got comfortable. I thought, okay, yeah, we've got a few chances. Maybe it won't be so bad today. Maybe it will be different. And then, yeah, the missed chances came. And then Liverpool scored the first goal. And I said, oh, gosh. But I thought, you know what? Because we've been responding well, normally when we go a goal down or two goals down this season, I thought, okay, maybe it won't be so bad. But clearly not. And then, of course, second goal early in the second half. And I thought, okay, yeah, this is it. But I just think you can lose, but sometimes there's a way to lose. And I just think that was so, it was actually insane, like an absolute madness. Because I think you're professional football players at the end of the day, like, do you know what I mean? Like, you're professional, like, have some standards, but they had not one bit. Like, men are losing their heads. And I'm just thinking, like, this is actually disgusting. Like, you'd think it was under 18s playing. Like, what is wrong with you? Like, how are you losing your heads like that? Like, I think it was actually embarrassing. Bruno as well, like, he has great talent and that he's a good player, but it's always in times like this where he really shows himself. Like, even as a captain, like, come on, like, how are you flipping out like that? Man, he's even pushing the assistant. Yeah, the linesman, like, why are you doing that? All of that is just, I think emotions took over and they completely capitulated. Like, everyone lost their heads. And I think, I do genuinely think if they didn't lose their heads, maybe it wouldn't have been so bad. The scoreline would be respectable. But I think because they lost their heads, emotions took over. Yeah, that was it. But there's no real excuse for it. Because I feel like even after 1-0 down, I still feel like we could have still given them a game. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, the end of the first half really, truly wasn't that bad. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't that, for the way we started, I don't think it was that bad at all. I thought, okay, maybe, you're pulling faces. Like, am I not allowed to say what I think? I didn't think
we were the worst.
Let her speak without causing any distraction.
I have not literally said nothing.
I just didn't think, I thought that we would be able to give them, I thought maybe we'll respond, even if we get beat here, but we'll respond. But nah, and I guess credit to Liverpool because they were really ruthless. They just wanted more. If they could score 10, they would have scored 10. Like, they kept going. And that's something we don't have. Real. Even though when we've won in games, I think a pure example of it was, I think against Leeds. I don't know if it was... I think Leeds at home. I think Leicester as well. Like, we could have scored 6. We didn't. Yeah. We're just not ruthless or clinical enough. Even though we've been scoring goals, we don't have an issue scoring goals, unlike some teams. At least we can put the ball in the net. But credit to them because they were really ruthless. They did what they had to do. But I just think it's really embarrassing. And I feel for Ten Hag a little bit because I feel like, yes, I think he made... There were some decisions that were questionable, like not starting Wan-Bissaka, playing Bruno on the left. Like, you've already done the little experiment project thing on the right. Like, why are we doing this at Anfield, bro? Like, some things you just don't do. But his players also let him down. I think it's fair to say, like, he made his mistakes, but he's not going to expect them to hold 7 goals. And I think you have senior players giving up as well, like De Gea. I'm sure for the 5th, 6th and 7th goal, he didn't even try. Yeah. And you're like one of the oldest players on that pitch. You're one of the most experienced and he's not even trying. I think, it's disappointing. But we'll bounce back. I'm not going to let my head go. Like, you know what I mean? I'm trying not to be reactionary. And I just think it's one game. It's not good enough. And it's not acceptable. It's going to, like, it's something that's going to sting because we keep conceding a lot of goals away from home, especially to big teams. And it's like, well, you can't really compete then. If you're going to be conceding that many away to some of the top teams in this league, then you can't really compete. Like, we're not. And I hope it showed everyone that we're not title contenders. We will never... I'm so happy that people can just shut up now and just take our names out because it's not really United fans that put ourselves in the title race. It's, of course, rival fans. But, we move, innit?
What do you think is the main reason for us having problems away from home, especially to big teams? So against City, for example, we lost 6-3.
I don't know if it's... I think part of it is mentality because, like... They talk about Old Trafford being, you know, like nothing's changed there and it's still a fortress and all of this stuff. But then you go away from home and then your form goes out the window. And I just think some of it, I thought our mentality has improved quite a lot, having like experienced players coming to the team, winners, people like Casemiro, Varane, all these people. And generally, I just think the mentality had improved. But I still think it's still a mentality issue because if you go a goal or 2 down or 3-0 down, why... is your head gone like that? You're a professional footballer. So I think mentality is a big one. I think how we set up, I think our managers, well, I mean, and I wouldn't count Ole because I don't think he had a clue, but Ten Hag has, you know, he has a clue. He knows what he's doing. So I think it's more so just to, I think, not play it safe, but play it safe. Do you know what I mean? And then
do you think he could have made changes in that second half?
I do. I think I was expecting it really early. I was quite disappointed when the players came out and it was the same players. I thought at halftime, I thought Dalot would go off and I thought maybe Anthony and potentially Fred. And it's like, he didn't he didn't make the changes quick enough. Like, even when he brought on Garnacho, I just thought, it's too late now. Like, why are you doing that? But yeah, I think he could have made it earlier to manage the game. Because I was thinking, like, when it got to 3-0, I thought, okay, damage limitation. Like, let's manage this a bit. Like, mm-hmm. let it not get any worse than that, because it can get worse. And it just got worse. But I think even then, even if he had, the way I'm looking at it now, the way the players responded to going that many goals down, I just think even if he had made the changes, it looks like maybe it wouldn't have made a difference, because they'd lost their heads. Like, it'd gone, once you've lost your head in football, that's literally it. Doesn't matter if they're 5 years old, if you're 30 years old, how experienced you are, once you've lost your head, that's it. So yeah, and then you,
like,
have a captain.
If he had made the changes at half time, I think you guys would have had
I do think that too, but then we conceded such an early goal. Like, if the game was written for it to be like this, yeah, then I guess it would have just been like that.
Yeah,
but
maybe he was waiting till the 60th minute.
Yeah, because I said, I tweeted
but the thing is, I feel like, as you guys said, that you you grew into the game,
yeah,
which means that you still, I know that you want to keep up that momentum.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel like Ten Hag is not someone that is not afraid to make changes when he needs
to
make them.
No, he's not, you're
like,
right.
He's proved it before with subs, with Garnacho. Like, you know that there's game changers in the team.
Yeah.
So I thought that he would have at least said, you know what, Darlow, Wan-Bissaka on. I feel like Wan-Bissaka would have cooked a bit more.
Yeah, same.
And at least not let Salah do whatever was.
I think the problem was, it wasn't just Delow, it was both of them, Anthony and
Delow. Yeah, Anthony wasn't helping Delow out as well.
He should have subbed a couple
people. I think that right hand side was just pathetic. Yeah. I think
he
should have just
changed the right hand sides.
To be honest, I just think your whole spine, your leaders should have done better.
Yeah, but I mentioned that. I said the experienced players.
Yeah, Casemiro, Bruno, these are the players that need to step up. So it didn't really matter who you brought in because they're the players that people look to.
No, I hear you, but I think changes work, because sometimes you can have these experienced players. Our span, sometimes they're going to let us down. I guess that's life, and it's football. They're going to let us down. Like, even Casemiro, for example, he was diabolical
first
at points.
50 minutes,
and I just think, but I also think he was playing with a knock. That's one, not to excuse him, but he's playing with a knock. And then it's annoying that we can't even have him off, or we can't have him. Do you have an issue with what I'm saying? Do you want to interject?
Nah, these two are beefing.
I'm not beefing. Listen, I've sat here quietly, let you say.
No, you're pulling faces, which means you want to say something.
Yeah. I do want to say something, but I'm going to let you finish.
Okay.
Just speak.
No, I'm going to let her finish.
Yeah, like, even Casemiro, it's annoying, it's frustrating that we rely on him so heavily, and now the day that he wasn't up for it, it's like, well, look what happened.
I
and
think
course,
it was like pretty much most people that weren't up for it.
Yeah,
whether that's down to fatigue or not,
I think the first half. That's another thing you just reminded me. Fatigue, like, of course, again, that doesn't excuse us conceding seven goals, but I think that's a massive thing. I think fatigue is a massive thing. Like, they look so out of it, but again, that's what happens when you don't have enough squad depth and you're playing so many games. That we're playing, as I said last week, we're playing so many games, playing probably the most games. I think today that showed. But again, it doesn't excuse it. So it's just like, I think it's disappointing. You want certain players to turn up. You want them to kind of show up when it matters. And I guess the players that we were relying on today, they didn't do that. Mm-hmm. And Bruno as well, going back to him, like, you're the captain. I think I'm quite disappointed, like, by just a lot of his behaviour today. Performance-wise, you're not cooking. And then the emotions.
Yeah, I think Bruno generally is quite an emotional player.
He is.
And when he loses his head, it's
that's
never
it.
Good.
That's it. And it doesn't, I think it just translates across the rest of the team. Yeah. Everyone just picks up the vibe. But I just don't think it was good enough. They definitely have to take a hard look at themselves, because I don't think they can even watch that back. And I think Shaw was saying they don't want to watch it back, but Ten Hag is going to make them. He's going to make them watch it back. And I guess it'll be, they can feel how we feel, because it's different when you're playing and when you're watching. Now they can feel how uncomfortable we felt today. But as I said, it's happened. It's not good enough. I hope it's not something that now brings down the rest of the season and we struggle to kick on. I hope that we can just continue as we were. Like, it's not. The be all end all of our season, do you know what I mean? We're still trying to compete.
Terrible losses
exactly. We're still trying to compete. We're still competing in the Europa. We're still in the FA Cup. We want to solidify that third spot as well. So I guess we just move, but guess we just have to hold that one. That's down to the. It's Ten Hag has faults, but charge it to the game. The players have to deal with that one, and we just move. Credit to Liverpool.
Let's hear from Timo, because I think she was itching to say something.
No, it's just funny that you said the players are rattled, but you've been rattled ever since you walked into this building.
What's your point? Can I not be rattled? My team just lost 7-0.
Anyway, I do like Ten Hag, but he was Mr. Egghead today, man. Like, I don't know what was going on.
He just stood there. Nothing.
His players were running away from Liverpool players. It was just chaos. Chaos on the pitch. No one knew. Like, I couldn't... Do you know, like, my favourite line is United are
back.
But like even after a while, I had to try and change different variations because in a group chat, I didn't want everyone to get bored. But then I started running out.
We were bored.
She said,
But like it started to get too much. It was too many goals, man. I didn't know what was going on, but I thoroughly enjoyed it because Manchester United fans should be humbled. The club should be humbled. They won.
You were saying different last week, but okay.
I like Ten Hag, but there needs to be a reality check, and this is probably the biggest reality check going. Apparently, United have conceded 20 goals to the top six rivals. 20.
That's
and nice. Almost a third of those goals was today. Is that not embarrassing?
Well, I've acknowledged that. I think I've used the word embarrassing maybe 5 times. I've acknowledged it is embarrassing.
Maybe number six, maybe. Or seven. Maybe you should say it 7 times.
It gets boring when you repeat the same thing.
Beatrice, I'm coming for you as well.
You need to focus. You're not a 10.
You said on big Premier League, you sat here, one of these seats, and said, we're going to collect points.
Mm-hmm.
Embarrassing. Embarrassing.
I'm not embarrassed, though.
You thought you were going to go to Anfield and do what?
And we didn't, yes, but I'm not embarrassed. What do you want me to say?
It's normal to make predictions before games, you know that, right?
This is why my United fans should be humbled. Like, Anfield is not
a small... should be humbled for just predicting something.
I was saying that.
Bitch, what did I say last week? I said that if I had to pick between FA Cup and Liverpool, I'd rather go to Anfield and collect points because we haven't done it. I think the last time we won, there was like 7 years ago, maybe.
And then you thought 7 years and you just thought you was going to rock up like Anfield a small stadium.
I think this is the most confident we've been in a long time. It's going to be a
difficult game and I felt like we were going to collect points.
Now, Beatrice, you said you were confident.
Okay,
last
year.
However, I was wrong, and that's okay.
Like Beatrice, many United fans, this is the most confident that we've been because this is the best position we've been in years going to Anfield.
I said coming off the back of our wins, I can be confident.
There's nothing wrong with that. Like, yes, we got beat. Yes, we've been humbled. You're right, it's a reality check. But there's nothing wrong with being confident because, as I said, it's the most confident we've been going to Anfield. Like, do you see what I'm saying? Because even during the Fergie times, Anfield, I've still got nightmares. I've still got nightmares from when I was a child. Anfield has been spooky. So I'm just telling you exactly. So there's nothing wrong with now we're probably best placed to go and collect points. And we didn't do it. That's what I'm trying to say.
We didn't do it. Apparently top three centre-backs, Martinez, running away from attacking. How embarrassing that is. Running away. You're top three, apparently.
I'm not saying it's okay. It happens.
Actually fell to the floor, man.
Onto his knees.
And Varane. Let's not forget Varane on that first goal. Gakpo absolutely sent him.
He was at fault for that. But Varane got exposed because Dalo again, out of position, and then Fred just stopped running. So, do you know what I mean? It's kind of like a domino effect.
I thought Fred was like... on the come up to be this amazing.
Nobody said that, you said that, innit? Making up stuff again.
Sure you like Fred more than me.
I just poked, I didn't even really touch them and they rattled. Loosen your head, just like your players.
You spoke about Pot for 30 minutes last week. Rattled. You are rattled. You are rattled about your whole club. You guys have managed to string a few wins. You can't even score goals, bro. You can't score goals. And you spoke for 35 minutes yesterday, a whole 1 hour episode, and you dedicated 35 minutes. I meant last week.
So you don't even know what day it is. Anyway, title challenge over.
We'll never in it. You're the one that put us there last week. You were asking bare questions, but we're never in it. I hope now you can see that.
When has anyone on this pod said United in the title?
I'm just saying, titles.
But we were never in it.
It's definitely over now.
You're supposed to be neutral because you're supposed to be the host, but you're also rattled. So I don't really know what's going on here. Do you want to take 5 minutes?
Let me know her emotions, man.
Exactly. She's not human. Does she not have feelings?
Should we take a break?
Same way you were sat there and Chelsea shipped 7 goals, you'd feel away. You'd be worse than me. Bitch is actually very composed.
That's never happened to us.
Well, we'll see. See what the future is. Right, like you're sitting in temp. Did you think you were going to be sitting in temp?
Did you think you were going to be sitting in temp?
All right, we'll see. But you shipped six. Six is one less than seven.
But it's not seven, is it?
All right, then we'll see. Oh, all right, then. All right.
Seven continents. Nah, but we.
I feel like we have to credit Liverpool here because.
I've given you guys credit.
No. Because we were amazing. And you know what? Credit to
Klopp. But we made you look more amazing than I think you are.
Let's look at Liverpool.
Let's look at how they've been and their form. Let's be real. I'm not saying I gave you guys credit. I think you've been good. I'll give it to you. No, I'll give it to you. 100.
Nah, because you know what?
But we were so bad.
You were bad, but we made you look like Salah made you guys look. Oh, he loves it against us.
It was short,
but I was gonna say credit to Klopp. This is why I back him week after week after week, because fair enough, he proved me wrong, right? Because when I saw the team sheet and I saw Fabinho, Henderson, and Elliot, I thought nah. Especially against Casemiro and Fred, I thought nah. But this is why I'm not a manager, and Klopp is the best. Yeah. Beatrice, you said last week he's not a serious manager, he's not showing he's a very good manager. Well, he showed today. He showed the levels.
This is one game.
No, it doesn't matter.
I think for him to prove that he's a good manager, let him get top four.
I think he can easily get top four.
He's talking about this season.
He's already proved it.
But the season's not over.
Quite poor this season.
We have picking it up now, though.
But we're on the come up.
Of course they're going to pick it up because they slapped you 7-0. Like, literally slapped you 7-0. Like, I would be picking it up as well. They were amazing. It was like Liverpool.
They'd already, they've started to pick up form before today.
It was like Liverpool from last season, and you guys didn't have an answer. And this is why Man United still have so much more to go, more growth to go.
I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I agree. I'm not ahead of myself. I think Beatrice might be in the same boat as me. I've never put us way ahead than where we are. Like, it's still a process. Mm. We're still building. We're not anywhere near.
To say we're getting top.
But you said you were going to go to Anfield and collect points, and for me, confidence, okay. Arrogance.
But that's not arrogance, though. That's not arrogance.
That's not a small stadium.
It doesn't matter. Are you not? You're clearly not. You're being a very bad listener today. We've said many times. I don't know how else to express myself. Like, bro, like, this is the best position we've been in years to go to Anfield. As in, feeling there's some sort of belief. There's nothing wrong with her now predicting off that belief. What's wrong with that?
I think for me to be able to listen, you may need to say it. Times.
Anyway, we're gonna move on.
Oh my day.
Wait, why do we need to move on? Like,
I haven't finished. Let's start from goal one. We've got six more after that. So go on. Great pass from Robbo into Gakpo. Absolutely sent Varane. I don't think he should have just stayed in half time because there was no point in him coming back on the pitch because no one even saw him in the second half. But anyway, bang slot in the left hand corner of De Gea, who again, no point of him being there this afternoon because I don't even remember him making a single save. I can't even lie. Second goal. I can't even remember the order of the goals. There's so many. There really were. I just cannot remember. I think it was Nunes? Yeah. Straight after half time. Then we had Gakpo again. Top finish, class finish. And credit again to the Liverpool recruitment because I didn't see Gakpo as the Liverpool winger, but they saw the qualities for him to be a false nine, kind of the Firmino replacement. As you guys probably know, Firmino's going this summer. I'm very sad about that. But again, he came on, seventh goal. I'm so sorry.
Nah, what a way to say bye.
What a way to say bye. But then we had Uncle Salah. Bobby. Honestly, Salah, Gakpo. No, sorry, I can't even remember who scored. I'm just confused. Salah again, Nunes again, Henderson getting an assist, even though he's being shot on confidence. Oh, what an afternoon! Record breaking. Firmino saying goodbye. Yeah, Bruno losing his head. I just love when Bruno Fernandes loses his head. I dislike that player so much. So, yeah.
Why do you dislike Bruno?
He's just annoying. He's just an annoying.
What's annoying about him?
Nah, because I can't.
I feel like there's certain Liverpool players that are more annoying.
Nah, but I'm shameless. I can't forget that tackle on Curtis Jones last season where it should have been a red card. Nah, it should have been a red card. He's a dirty little player sometimes.
So is Robertson.
You can't even compare Robertson. Sorry. He's nasty.
But anyway, we're not talking about Robert. We're talking about Bruno, the captain of Man United that just lost 7-0 at Anfield. So, anyway.
This is probably the loudest we'll hear you anyway this week. I love
I have to be loud. After I've taken hit after hit, heard Klopp isn't a good manager anymore, heard we're finished, this, that. Well, now we're chasing you for third, I can't lie.
Ooh. That's a big statement.
Yes, yeah, statement.
You're not taking it from
Let's
us.
Let's go.
Like, you're not. Remember, we said this. What's the next
day? We have nothing to lose. We have 5th of March.
You're not taking
lose.
It from us.
Okay, let's see the end of the season.
Remember, you've got to go to Bernabeu.
That's
got,
fine.
Got,
that's
there's like, things you need to focus
bring
on
Bring
on
Madrid.
Now.
Yeah, Madrid Fuck too. Us. Let's go.
What are you saying? You're going to
people? No, not even. But bring them. Let's go. We're high on confidence. Let's go.
I just thought seven goals does to people, innit? Because last week, you said you shouldn't turn up.
I know, but now you guys can hear me loud and clear. Now I'm here.
Now I'm here. Anyway, Fred's ours, by the way. Just letting you know.
For now.
We'll see, come end of the season, whether Liverpool get third spot. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I doubt it, but we'll see whether that happens. Chelsea were in a similar position to you guys not too long ago, but they're still there. At least you guys are making progress, you know? That's something.
Cheeky little stray.
Let's move on to Arsenal. Sammy, you guys won better by the skin now. Of your teeth. Skin of your teeth.
Listen, Arsenal have definitely taken at least 3, 4, 5 years of my life expectancy. In that kind of game, I actually expected us to go in and win 4-0 comfortably against Bournemouth. They are battling relegation. So at the same time, relegation sides love to turn up because they've got a point to prove and they've got to win games. So after that 9-second goal, I said, yo. Nah. It's okay. We'll come back from this. It's okay. It's fine. You guys had more belief than I did. I was actually shocked.
I thought always winning that.
Yeah.
But you guys have made a couple comebacks this season.
I know, but at the same time, it's like the comebacks that we're making, we shouldn't even need to be making them in those kind of games. Villa, why are we in that situation in the first place? But anyways, 2-0 happened. I said, Arteta better be making some sort of notes on that notepad to share to that team because things had to be changed. And luckily, as Ella has said, that we are not managers. Arteta made the right plan. He took off Tomiyasu, brought on White.
Oh, his subs really worked.
Subs worked deliciously. Mm-hmm.
That worked so well.
First goal, that Smith Rowe assist, header into Partey.
He's back. I didn't know he's still playing football. It's good to see him back then.
That's nice. Thank you. Anyway, first goal, I said, okay, cool. Let's go. Let's build up momentum here. And then the second goal, Ben White's goal. I didn't even see what happened in that goal in the first place. Because obviously it went in and bounced out. So it's like, did it actually go in or not?
Mm-hmm.
And then the third goal.
And that's his first goal for you, like, isn't it?
Imagine all of our outfield players have now scored.
That's a lot.
That's beautiful stuff. I love it. And then that third goal, the original star boy on his weak foot.
I couldn't believe
clean
it.
Technique. At the 97th minute, even though everyone's shouting about the extra time.
Why was it 97?
It's supposed to be 6 minutes.
When it was 6 minutes, was there like
guys? It's minimum at a time.
I know, but that's a whole minute. It's minimum at a time. Okay,
but that goal was beautiful, and it just made me realize that you know what? Sometimes you just gotta believe and just leave it to them because I guess we are inevitable now.
You think you're gonna win it?
Win what, the league?
Yeah.
I'm actually gonna say we're winning the league.
Yeah. We love to hear it.
I'm ready.
Bored. Okay.
Well, Timon, what are you going to say about that? Is that arrogant?
I really hope you don't end up like Liverpool 2014.
Which one?
The Gerrard slip.
Oh, 13,
because the momentum was with them as well. They were winning games, smashing teams, doing all that. And Chelsea came.
Main character syndrome. Here we go.
Chelsea conquered.
That's nice for Chelsea.
So the way City is set up right now, you're saying there's a potential for them to come and conquer.
I'm just saying that I really hope that Arsenal do not end up like that Liverpool team. Because I think not winning that league that year took a lot out of Liverpool and it took a lot for them to recover.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if Arsenal don't win the league this year, it's going to take a lot for them to recover mentally, physically and emotionally, because I feel like everything is emotionally charged. Everything is so, so high. Like, you heard like the crowd noise when your boy scored.
Yeah.
Imagine if they don't win it.
Yeah.
And even just the way they celebrated, like that felt season defining. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
In those kind of situations though, I would understand why anyone would feel that way. Because
no, I hear it. I'm saying that. Like, it feels like yesterday felt like, oh my gosh, that time is coming. Like, Arsenal about to win it. Yeah. Like, just how everyone, it was just scattered.
Yeah.
But it was good chaos kind of thing. So I'm just saying that.
I feel now we are in the position now where we actually really have to just stay with the mentality. Keep going. Because we are playing to the 90th minute. We are playing till that full whistle blows. There's no time for our... Because the team last year that we had... All those last minute games that we've had with Villa, United, and who did we play yesterday?
Yes, Bournemouth.
those three games, we would have either lost them or drew them last mm-hmm. year. But this year, I don't know, something is different. The atmosphere mm. is different no, this time. Different. And I feel like Arteta won't give up. No. He said that he trusts the players. He says that he believes in the players. All Nothing that else. All the players can do is now believe in him and say, we've got this yeah. now. Because all of those players, they're young. They're still hungry.
Yeah.
And I feel like we've just got to keep going and make sure that the remaining 12 games that we've got to win all of them. That's the only way to go.
What's your hardest game? Liverpool.
Our hardest game is going to be Anfield away, Etihad away. Those are probably our hardest games.
Yeah.
I think
that's season defining.
I think yeah. if Arsenal can stay ahead after City away, they'll win it.
You think so?
But I think if City are ahead after they play you at their ground, they'll win it.
Yeah, it's yeah. tricky. That game itself is going to be, it's going to tell a lot for us going forward after mm-hmm. that. Because right now, yeah. our fixtures, City's fixtures versus our fixtures, they're very up and down. Like mm. City, you've still got Newcastle to play. They've still got other fixtures.
Have they played you?
They just beat Newcastle. No. We've got City. They just beat Newcastle, but we've got City away, but we never beat City away. So I don't think
that'll be also got City as well coming up. Chelsea got
I think
yeah, we're going to beat you guys.
Laugh it up. Like, drink it up. It's interesting.
Oh, yeah, gosh. Like the fixtures remaining left for both our teams, like the difficulty rating, it doesn't matter who it is. It's a mm. win. It's a win game. Mm-hmm. So go all in. We've got Fulham next. Fulham are a techie team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we can't go in small-minded about where they are in the position.
Yeah.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
That they're in. Yeah. Like, we've already been proved by Everton and relegation teams. Like, as I said, Bournemouth, even Southampton. Like, those games we should be winning. But because we cause so much stress for ourselves, we have to...
Well, I think either way, even if you don't win the league, when City get found guilty of all of those charges, you're going to win the league.
Yeah, but
assuming City are going to get found guilty, they have money on their side. No offence, they've got the best lawyers in the game.
But I think the amount of charges, there was no way they come out of that with not being found guilty of at least 10.
They're not going to.
I don't think, I can't see them getting away with 100
they'll
charges.
They'll get away with
it. They'll get away with it.
I feel so too.
I don't know.
What'll be interesting about these fixtures coming up is obviously the relegation battle as well. So team is like fighting. Top four, we're fighting. Like, everyone's fighting to the back end of the season.
So it literally just makes every game so much harder. Like, I think we said at the beginning of the season that, like, no game is an easy game. Like, not any of them, because I think it was the first episode back sometime in August, and I was just saying, like, how it's like there's something feels different this season. Every small team has got something to show for themselves. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, when we're doing, but it's just Bournemouth, it's just Everton, like, it matters. Like, it matters. But I feel for Bournemouth, I can't lie, because I think I tweeted it too quickly. I think it was the 96th minute, and I was like, rah, like, they've actually held on. I thought, like, after Arsenal got the equaliser, they'd just capitulate.
The thing is, with Bournemouth, they've had a history already of leading games of course, and throwing
yeah.
it away.
Yeah.
So I think that's why a lot of people still have belief. Like, you guys have got this. Their momentum is going to slow down. They can't keep parking 10 people in the final third. They can't keep doing that and keep going.
Yeah.
It's going to break down. It's
obvious that Arsenal are going to come back. You got
it's not always obvious.
No, you got different mentality this year. So
yeah, it's changed. You lot of mentality monsters.
Even
now.
When it was 2-0, I didn't even say anything because Arsenal are actually back.
Say it again.
Sorry. I think the club is likable, but the fans aren't. So I always pray for your downfall. So.
You pray for everyone's downfall.
The hate Ellis within her. Genuinely, from the pitch.
Did you say earlier, charge it to the game or something like that? Yeah.
What's your point? You're still a hater. What's that got to do with anything?
Hateration runs in your veins.
You're still rattled. I thought you would have calmed down by now.
Like, stop using that. Maybe you don't know what the word rattled means, but I'm not allowed to respond to you and it means I'm rattled. Yeah. I don't get
you're
it.
Bruno Fernandes right now.
Nah, no. Me and Bruno are not the same. No. I've got more of a competitor
you're
than
also,
Bruno.
You're also Luke Shaw, don't worry.
No, we're just talking about you just being a hater. You need to focus. You just make sure you lot somehow try to get top four. Okay, you focus on that.
No, got bigger fish to fry.
They're not, but you know, all right. We can hope.
Are you fighting for top six?
We just fighting.
What are they fighting for?
All right then, bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, I think you should.
So I can't say nothing about Manchester United.
I didn't say you can't, but everything I say, you keep talking about being rattled. Black, brother, I'm allowed to have an opinion.
You are rattled.
No, I'm all right. I'm actually calm now. I'm fine. I've got stuff off my chest. I'm good. I was actually fine before then I came and your bad vibes just surrounded me and that is why I felt like that.
Nothing but joy and happiness.
You didn't. You had a camera. You had your phone out in my face. Is that joy and happiness? And you were cackling like a witch. Sorry. that cackle was very witch-like. I'm not going to lie to you. So here we go. I'm so happy our listeners can hear this too. Like, I'm not going to lie.
Wicked witch of Stamford Bridge.
Wow. So what makes you enjoy today so much? I don't get it.
Listen, do you know what?
Last week, we were talking about your mental health. And now you're here,
you see me bounce back now. So, what made me enjoy, as I told you, do I need to repeat myself 7 times for you guys to get it in your...
It's so repetitive.
I said it 7 times. The thing is, Man United fans had to be humbled.
You said that.
You asked me a question, and I said, I've already said
she
it.
She wasn't saying
okay.
But
so I need
week,
to repeat
okay.
myself in okay. order for you to... To remember what I said.
Okay.
I know that your head is still in Anfield, so I'm just trying to.
Oh my days.
Anyway.
Oh, is that it?
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, fair enough. Anyway, Sammy, anything else to get off your chest?
To be fair, I feel like I know we speak about this all the time, but the officiating, the refs. Like, I know people are going to say, Arsenal fans are always complaining. But
look,
in that particular
game... I was
going to
say that you guys are
always complaining.
No, and that's fair enough because I feel like a lot of decisions always go against us. A lot of them do go against us. But yesterday's game in particular, I'm so sorry, but those handballs were really handballing. Like, there was one point where a player actually stopped the ball like this. And that was obviously, and VAR happened, and VAR just chose not to help us out there. But at the same time, I just think like a lot of those decisions and choices that the refs were making yesterday were awful. But at the same time, if it was to happen to other teams, what would be the decision would be?
Wait, please list these other teams.
No, what I'm saying is, if it was to happen to another team, how different would be the decisions? Because they're always changing. For like sometimes it works for others, sometimes it doesn't. It's like we need some consistency here.
So are we saying that the standard of officiating in general is crap?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Are we saying there's an agenda against Arsenal?
There's definitely not an agenda against Arsenal.
I'm not saying there was an agenda against
I think Arsenal fans do think there's an agenda against them. No, I think even if you lot win the league,
don't.
I think you lot will still
don't.
Be complaining about
for
some
me
of these
personally,
decisions.
I don't think there's an agenda. Yeah. I just think that sometimes as I said, you guys, the refs are inconsistent. But a lot of the times, say for example, in that game yesterday, we should have had at least one pen.
No, I think you should have had at least one. I think some of them was a bit, I think there was one where it was like ball to hand kind of thing. I think it was a bit soft, but yeah, I think at least one. But guess what? You lot are back, and that's why you lot won. You didn't, with no pens, you did it.
Yeah, that's the thing. We always have to play, in these situations, you play to win. Doesn't matter what the refs say.
Yeah.
It is what it is. You have to move on with it. But sometimes.
At the start of the season, I complained about refereeing decisions and I was told to get on with it and that these things level out. So, my friends, There's no gender against Arsenal.
I didn't say that. When did I say that?
VAR is crap. Like, the refereeing in this country is crap.
Yeah,
I've never understood why we need English referees. Why can't we have referees, like foreign referees?
True.
Because the English referees aren't, they're obviously not to standard. There's so many things this season that they have just completely missed or have just not really awarded the correct decision. And Howard Webb coming back hasn't helped that.
What a surprise Howard Webb after some of the decisions. Even some of the decisions in our game, like Martinez not getting a yellow card, at least
for that one, where he went.
Yeah, it wasn't even a foul. Like, it's
that
just,
happened on the other end as well. Yes, it did. Yeah, I think in our game, it makes sense why a lot of decisions weren't given, because it was a big game and obviously referees don't want to interrupt too much.
Yeah, but you can't let that go. Like, he had his whole elbow in his face and literally stopped him from going. Like, it's.
I mean, he got a foul. He
didn't get a free kick. Salah didn't get the free kick.
For that particular.
He didn't even get a free kick. This is the point.
But I don't think that was that much of a big deal, to be honest.
I mean, you want baby girl.
I know, but I'm just saying Howard Webb, you know, just a bit controversial.
I think it's not even just English referees though, because I remember against Barcelona, our ref there was,
oh my god,
just absolutely nonsense.
Was awful.
But I think there's something about just referees in general. I feel like they need more training.
Yeah, the standard has dropped quite a bit. I just hope it doesn't overall. Like, there's probably so many big games to come this season, not just like in England, not just in the league, but like across Europe. And I just hope it doesn't, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, but it doesn't, what's the words? It doesn't impact like a really huge game, you know, like where a game where a game is going really well and it's a huge game and it's, you know, a very much anticipated game, and then a referee call just literally blows it out the window kind of thing. So yeah, it needs to, and even in the league as well, like there's so many big games to be played on like top end and bottom end, and even in the middle, because there's a scrap there too. So I just hope that, they sort it out.
Yeah, man, it's costing teams points. It's ridiculous.
Mm. Nah, just don't forget Man City Everton last year. Rodri handball. That could have won us the league, but you know... I have to bring that back. I have to bring that back, you know. We lost it by a point. We could have won it by a point, but... VAR just kind of exposes how poor... the refereeing is in this country. Like, if you can't look at a screen and make a decision, then Lord help you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on to Chelsea versus Leeds. I don't even think anyone watches Chelsea anymore. Do you guys watch Chelsea?
Not really.
Well, I watch highlights anyway, but yeah.
I watch highlights.
So, Timo, you're going to have to talk us through this one, because I think we all watched it.
We won. I'm still Potter out. The performance wasn't great. His substitutions were awful. And I look forward to the day he gets sacked. What else is there to say?
It's not coming.
I think it will come. I think if he loses against Dortmund, that's pretty much Chelsea's season done.
This game, the Leeds game.
This one is giving him extra weeks.
No, I don't
this was the game for him to say his job, no?
About Dortmund.
No, they said two games.
No, they said
I thought it was about Leeds. Leeds was the game.
Yeah.
I was telling him, I was like, Chelsea, please rise it. You need to save your gaffer's job.
It's two games. He has two games to save his job. I think if he doesn't win both, he's done. If he wins both, I still want him out. He could win every game until the rest of the season. I want him gone.
Even if you lose against Dortmund, he stays.
I don't know about that.
Who's your next league?
You said this.
Dortmund.
League.
Leicester.
Hmm.
I think he's gone. I think this is delaying the inevitable, which is him leaving. I genuinely do not see him there in charge of Chelsea next season.
Are you sure? Yeah. They're using Arteta as a blueprint. He's staying.
The difference between Potter and Arteta is, as I said last week, Arteta was already at a big club, understood the mentality. He's come from Brighton and has come with his Brighton mentality. You could see how nervous he was.
He was still winning games at Brighton.
He wasn't. He's literally matched his record at Brighton.
Not sure.
Yeah.
Damn.
I think he just played really good football, but I think Brighton had a... issue with finishing. I remember last
season. They're much more technical.
The game that we played away at Brighton last season, I don't know how we came away with a draw in that game.
Yeah.
There's so many.
Like, their football was really good. Their football is still good, but it's just that finishing part.
Actually, Brighton have a better manager than us, actually, currently. Their manager is far greater. They've actually upgraded. Why is no one crying when Potter left? It's obvious. It's very obvious. His substitutions yesterday were So we were 1-0 up. Like, you have a chance to really, like, build confidence. You have a chance to score 2 to 3 goals, more goals. But you take off 2 attackers and you bring on 2 midfielders. For me, that suggests that you're not confident and all you want to do is shut up shop. That is not a Chelsea mentality.
Like, yeah, but you got to apply context this time round. Like, he just wanted to secure that win. Oh, he got you guys to win.
Everything he does is from a selfish point of view. It's not for the club. It's a he thing. He's fine for his job.
Would you not give him credit as well? Mm. Because I generally still think he's a good coach. Maybe the fit for Chelsea is not right. But he's even for the way you guys started against Leeds, like, can't like Leeds start games fast and they're so electric. Like, you saw what happened to us at Ellen Road. We went 2-0 down quite quickly. But you lot kind of rode the storm, and then you even ended up scoring. Do you know what I mean? And you were playing, there was some good chance, there was some good, decent football.
We've done that every game, and it's the same pattern. It's the same pattern. The only thing is we actually scored a goal. It's the same pattern of play. We always start really well and then after 20 minutes, tail off. Leeds should really have drawn the game. Like, Chelsea were bad. They weren't good. It wasn't a good performance. But Fofana was very good. Badia Shield is an excellent signing, can I just say?
He is.
Like, honestly, very quality. I wasn't expecting him to be this good. Like, he is amazing. And I thought maybe with Thiago Silva not being in the team,
how long is he out?
He's out for 6 weeks. Eesh. I thought maybe he wouldn't be performing to those levels, but he's top quality. Talent, he's probably the best signing that we've made. It's a bit of a shame that he's not in the Champions League squad because I think he really should have. He deserved it with the performances he had before the Champions League squad was announced, and ever since then he's just been like really, really good, really solid. So I really want to give a shout out to him. And Fofana coming back,
that's a positive.
We've missed Fofana. Fofana has barely played, but you could see again the step up in quality from him yesterday. So I really want to, like, those two performances, yes, they were really impressive. I think Chilwell was all right, and Enzo as well. Enzo really played well. I think if Enzo gets a defensive midfielder next to him, I think you can really see him properly develop his game next season.
Who is he next to at the moment?
So, like, right now, yesterday it was Kovacic and sometimes Loftus-Cheek, and obviously they're not. I do like Kovacic, but I'm not sure he has the right profile to bring out the best of in Enzo. So I think definitely a good defensive midfielder, I think, yeah, he will go on leaps and bounds.
Yeah, thanks for Jorginho, by the way.
What
do you think about Chelsea like giving signings away to rivals? Because I heard Kovacic to City, Mount obviously linked to Liverpool.
I think that, so there are rumours, strong rumours that in the summer, anyone who's got 2 years or left who does not sign a new contract is out the door. They want them to sign at least 3 years. So if you don't sign 3 years, we're going to sell you. And I realistically, like, I know the talk around Mount is that they think he could go. I personally think he signs because I think it's a tactic from his side to try and get whatever he wants to get. Mm. But I can't really see Mount going to Liverpool. I think it would be amazing if he did.
I think he would.
I think he'd be really, really good. But I don't know whether he, when push comes to shove, he's got it in him to do it.
Mm. Why do you say that?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm basing it off other than a feeling, the way he talks about Chelsea, the way he talks about Chelsea. I'm not sure he has it in him to leave.
We think he loves the club too much.
Like, when it's your time to talk about Mount, we'll get there. We're supposed to be hosting in the neutral.
I'm saying we've seen players talk about and love. Aubameyang, for example, we never expected him to
do. The thing is,
Aubameyang didn't come through the youth ranks. He wasn't there at 6 years old or 8 years old and went through to
youth hype. I mean, players move on.
I just personally don't think he's going to do it when push comes to shove. Mm. I think Kovacic could leave. I think it's probably, I wouldn't be upset about it. If he went to Man City, I think he'd be amazing. And then the rest of them, I don't really care about many Chelsea players. Like, they can all go, to be honest. Other than Reece James and Thiago Silva, I don't really care.
And your new excellent signing that you just...
Oh, Badia Shield and Fofana, sorry. Those four players.
No love for Enzo?
Oh, sorry, Enzo as well. Five players. That's it. The rest of them, I couldn't...
How many other signings did you get?
You know how many signings.
No love. Anyway, like, but to be honest, like Chelsea, in terms of not conceding goals, we don't concede goals. Like we've got really good strong.
But you don't
defense.
Score either.
We don't score goals. That's our problem is scoring. And I was given a stat actually earlier that, coincidentally, Chelsea's have conceded only 7 goals against the top 6. That number 7 keeps coming up. So
oh my days!
But yeah, no.
But you're not scoring. If you don't score, you're gonna go way lower than 10. So how about you focus on that?
But I mean, we're fighting for survival. We're in a relegation battle. Okay, what do you want?
No, you're not in a relegation.
You're not in a relegation.
No, you're not. We literally need to get 3 points. But I mean, we've got a very good, solid defense. And you know,
all right, just focus on scoring then, innit?
Okay, 7-0. But I think that I think
I'll take the 7-0 on being third than being 10th.
Okay, great. That's what, against your biggest rivals.
Are you trying to argue with me?
It's football.
Against
happens.
Your biggest rivals.
No offense, but I would rather be 7th. 10th is embarrassing.
You're supposed to be neutral.
No, she has an opinion, bro. She has her opinion.
She's supposed to be hosting.
But host and host... mean, I've never claimed to be neutral, by the way.
Wow.
So you've been putting that neutral thing on her.
Because anyway.
Everyone knows what Team Beatrice supports.
Oh, so can I not, when you were speaking about Manchester United, I let you finish and now you won't let me finish. Right.
No, well, no, you were pulling faces and you wanted to interrupt. You were dying to interrupt me.
Did I say anything? Well, I can't even, so I can't have expression of face. Okay. Jeez.
And you know what, you have the problem here. Because you keep mentioning United, we're talking about Chelsea and you keep going back.
I'm trying to finish.
So finish then.
Yeah. Wow. Cool. Anyway, where was I? I think that the club has so much potential. The squad has so much potential with the right manager. And I think you guys know, you guys want Potter to stay because you know that with Chelsea, if we get a good manager, I think that we could be really, really competitive.
I don't think you say we want Potter to stay is the correct terminology. We just think that you won't fire him, but we don't really care about Chelsea to want him to stay.
You guys were like Potter in, Potter in,
who?
Potter sexuals and all that kind of stuff in the group chat.
That's not us.
Anyway,
we're not the board, bro.
The truth is that I think
please
Chelsea...
repeat that, Sammy. We're not the board.
All of a sudden, you've got chess now. Okay, cool.
Don't do that. What does that mean? What does that mean?
You're still rattled. I thought you would have.
Can you finish on Chelsea? God damn it!
2.5 minutes. I thought you were calm down.
I'm very much calm, but you're just honestly like people don't pull you up enough on the rubbish that you do. Like, sorry, I'm not rattled. I'm fine. I'm sitting here calm. But
Mariam, call HR.
Do you want a
HR don't do anything. Unfortunately, we don't actually already report HR, do we? So.
You want a hug?
I'm good. I don't need one from you, darling.
It's not very nice.
Yeah, I want a genuine hug. You know, a hug that means something.
I'll give you a genuine hug.
No, not after you've done not the way you've displayed today.
We're going to work this out in mediation after the podcast finish. Yeah, that's it. That's all I've got to say about Chelsea. Potter out. Bowley as well, man. Can I just say, I'm looking at it a bit sideways. I think he's got a bit bad energy around Chelsea. I know that this is a bit
but it was not long ago that you were screaming. Oh,
exactly. Like, oh gosh, that's hilarious.
I'm not really out. When you really deep it, Chelsea have been a mess ever since he even stepped foot in Stamford Bridge.
But we could tell from when he came and started trying to change the Premier League and all of this stuff.
London Cowboys.
I'm happy you mentioned that though, because I feel like a lot of Chelsea's fans, I think some of their anger is a little bit misdirected. Like,
yeah.
It's all towards Potter, but I do think Bowley, he has to hold some of it as well. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit misdirected, some of it.
I've been
looking
at Bowley sideways for a long time.
Sure enough.
Isn't he the one that's backing Potter as well? So, yeah.
But the thing is, like, even you can go back on some of the pods, I've said every decision he's made has been the wrong one.
Mm.
I'm looking at him. I really want Chelsea to stop making sign-ins. And I know that it sounds insane, but I want them to stop signing players and concentrate on what we have.
Get rid of
loads of players. Yeah. I want him to stop signing players and stop making silly decisions. I think that the players have been also affected by all the change. Everything has changed at Chelsea. It's evolution, not revolution. He wants revolution. Mm. And the badness is even going towards the women's team. Like, he's got bad energy, man. I'm telling you, he's got weird energy. Like, there's something about Bowley, it's just not quite connecting. Like, the pieces are there, but they're not quite fitting. And I think he just needs to kind of really step back and trust the football people that he's brought to the club to kind of really, like, push through his vision. Because there are people at the club that don't want Potter there, and they're football people. You're not a football man. Like, you come from baseball. It's not the same thing. So yeah, I don't know about Bowley, man. I'm just a bit.
Yeah, but he's got all these fresh ideas and, you know, things that he wants to do at the club. I don't think he cares like what anyone else. He's that type of person that's quite stubborn. Like what he says goes.
Goes, yeah.
I think he's going to find out, well, he's finding out very, very quickly that it's not kind of really working out for him.
But we'll see how long he sticks at it, because he might be the type of person that, you know, will stick at it until he literally can't anymore, which is why we don't think Potter's going.
Yeah.
I think that from what I hear is that the board is split. And I think the longer Potter doesn't goes and doesn't go on a good run or like shows significant signs of improvement, the less he has to kind of really put faith in him. Because I can't see what he's seeing. There is not, like, Potter for me has done nothing right. He doesn't speak right. His tactics aren't right. Like, everything is
not
wrong.
The way he speaks.
You know, I think you're also too focused on like how he presents, and he's, I get why that would be important, but I feel like there's so much focus on that. Like, I feel like if Potter was doing well, no one's talking about his charisma about, yeah. and his social and how he presents in the media. Like, none of that matters. But I feel like everyone's so focused on that.
I was saying this stuff when he went 14 games unbeaten. I was like, he doesn't, it is important at Chelsea though. It really is important. If you are, you need to understand that he is following Tuchel. The fans love Tuchel,
yeah,
and that's why it's so important.
Yeah.
If you're not going,
which is not his fault, I guess
it's not his fault.
Yeah,
but you need to have that connection.
No, I agree with that. You need,
if you're doing a sorry, it's not going to end well.
Mm.
So that's why it's really important, his character, and that's why they say, that's why we say he doesn't speak like a Chelsea fan, because it's so important to have that connection.
Let's say you lose to Dortmund, but is there a point, because you're not competing for anything and you're getting a temporary manager in just to make another appointment in the summer? Like, is there a point like just keeping him and then just changing it all in the summer? Do you get what I mean?
But then he hasn't had a full season, because he came this season.
He came in September. It's basically for, it's
he didn't have a pre-season.
It's 9:28 and I still don't, I don't understand why Potter is managing.
Oh, gosh, here we go. We do this every single day.
It's really important. Like, there is an importance, because you want to build momentum for next season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not having that momentum, it's just like a bad, like, energy, as I said.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need to build momentum, so next season, like, at least, okay, we finished okay.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't great. That was an awful season. But next season, we want to start with a bang.
I hear the momentum part, though, not to make it about United. But I remember, like, with Ollie, I feel like he should have been sacked the season before he was sacked. So I think he got sacked 21-22. He should have been sacked the
Ollie
season
had
before
seven
and
lives.
Gone. Sorry. Yeah, he should have been gone before. And then we came in with Ten Hag. I think it'd be completely different, instead of going through the whole Ranić thing. Do you know what I mean? But I agree in terms of the momentum part.
Yeah, like, I'm done. Like, he needs to go. And as I said, I'll keep saying he has not improved one player. Not one player has improved.
Yeah, that's something to think
about.
Funny, but then there's so much change, and then the players are playing with different players. They're not getting time to, like, gel with each other. I think players bring out the best in other players. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
It's also a difficult job. Like you said, there's so many revolving doors. Like, too much is happening.
At once.
So it's a hard job anyway.
Yeah, it's a difficult job, but you need a personality to be able to do that. And he does not have the personality to do it. I don't have anything personally against Potter. I think he's an okay man. He looks like he would have beans on toast for dinner and be very satisfied with it. But I don't think, for me,
not the beans on toast.
He does. He would look like he would really appreciate, like, he's like a very appreciative.
He'll build his tea as well.
Yeah, build his tea, like, and be like, oh, thanks, darling. That's really lovely. But I just, for me, like, that's not a Chelsea manager now.
Yeah.
You've got he just doesn't have that aura about him. And I think the players can sense it. And that's why they'll start fast, but yeah, it's just something is not connecting. Mm. And I think he's the issue.
In the games that obviously that you've watched Chelsea play, do you see a style of play? Do you see?
No.
Okay.
No, I actually don't. I don't know what he's trying to do. It's very difficult. I'm trying to be positive. I'm trying to be nice to the guy, but he's just not for me. He's just not for me. And yesterday confirmed it. Even with the substitutions, that alone should get him sacked.
I say he stays until the season ends.
Yeah, at least just see it out at this point. Yeah, because it'd still be a bit shaky if you brought someone in now. We're basically in March. By the time, let's say if they gave him another 2-3 games, that's the end of March. It's April. The season's done. So might as well just see it out.
He should have been sacked a long time ago. Like, I think the Dortmund game, you need to go into the Dortmund game with a different manager, because then you actually have a chance of winning. Chelsea are not going to win that game. I'm telling you. We're not winning.
What was the first game? 1-0.
Can't even score, barely score one. How are we going to score two goals? Mm. It's not happening, man. Listen, I've watched this team.
Football is a fickle game.
Anything can happen.
Yeah. It's possible. Do you think it's possible for Liverpool to come back?
Important question.
Against Madrid, yeah.
A bit of a tacky one still.
No, just say what's in your mind. Don't be afraid.
You know what? My heart will always say we have a chance. But we have this mental block against Madrid. If it was any other team, yeah, maybe. But I still think...
You've got to fight your demons.
This is the thing. We have to beat them eventually. And, okay, we... Sorry. We beat you 7-0. We can take... we can take confidence from that. But you never know. It's football, you know? And if anything... If miracles are to happen, they usually happen with Liverpool. Istanbul.
That's a sweet sentiment.
Next week. Bournemouth away. So yeah. Then we've got City, Arsenal. City, Chelsea, Arsenal.
Do you think you're gonna be Arsenal?
Oh yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
She said that with the purest of
chest. She said it even in January.
It's at Anfield. When was the last time Arsenal beat Liverpool at Anfield?
Scratch his head.
But there's a first time for everything.
But if Arsenal beat you lot, that league is theirs.
But
I feel like Arsenal can't afford to lose that game. I think a draw would be a good result.
Are they playing you after City or before?
Before. I think we play before City.
Is it before?
Yeah.
I think that's such after.
A big game. It's a big game regardless. Huge game.
Because
we have 12 finals left. Yeah. Every game counts.
Yeah.
Whether it's Fulham, whether it's Leeds, whether it's Liverpool or fun. City, yeah. Every game counts.
I'm looking forward to this.
As long as Arsenal can get a result at Anfield away, I'd be gassed.
This is why I say that if they don't do it,
do you still have to play City?
But it's away. We don't usually do City away.
Nah.
Arteta's going to have to get that "You Never Walk Alone" music on again.
We'll just have to see. But I think if any team is to beat Liverpool at Anfield, it has to be number one in the league.
Yeah. Beatrice, I like your predictions, so I'm going to go with that. So hopefully we can win again.
Sorry?
Manchester United was going to do.
Let's just end it there. I've had enough of tea material. I've really tried. I've really done it. But thank you guys for listening to this episode of the podcast. Please don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll see you again next time.
Hot out.
Not the hashtag.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.